Hey, you need to stop moving around down there or we're both going to get caught. I know it's warm and sweaty down there, but somebody insisted to go sightseeing today. I didn't ask for it to be such a hot, sweltering day. This humidity is unfortunately not playing around. But I couldn't help but walk alongside the beach. It's quite pretty looking this time of day. You know, I'm quite honestly surprised you can even breathe right now. Ugh. I've been pretending to talk into this phone for so long just so people don't think I'm going crazy, and now it's all sweaty. Ugh. The things I do for you. Boo-hoo, woe is me. You're such a goofball. I'd give you a hug, but I'm afraid to crush you. You have got to stop telling me that you want to be crushed. That's not right. Well, if I crush you once, I can't crush you again. Think about it. If I harm you in any way, shape, or form, your poor, fragile, and small bones will never be able to handle it ever again. How do you not follow what I'm trying to say? You will perish. You will cease being. If I'm not careful enough with you, I could probably turn your bones into a powder. That thought doesn't make me all that happy. Like, not at all. If I could see your face right now, I bet I would see a grin on it. Am I wrong? There is something really, really wrong with you. I don't say it as a bad thing. I do love you know? But I know how to be honest. You're a silly Billy. Tell me how you can be so silly like this. The scientists on this planet would never be able to figure this out. Is this just a human thing? You are one special dude. We're going to need to take a break soon. My legs are getting a little bit tired. Oh, I see a place with a little bit of shade and no one around. Which means you get from between my cleavage and maybe sit on my lap or something. Just about anything but between these things. What do you mean it's not safe? Oh, yeah, the birds may take you away. Fine, fine. You win this round. Next time, however. Who knows? Maybe we'll have to see what happens. I think you're strong enough to protect yourself against some birds. Well, one bird. Now a horde, however. Nah, never mind. I'm not that cruel. You're staying between these pillows no matter how hot it gets. Oh, don't say yay. You're something else. You are really, really from a whole nother world. Literally. How'd I get so lucky in finding an alien just out and about? The news would have a field day if they ever saw you. It sucks, but you are a wonderful secret. I wish you didn't have to be a secret, though. You need to be shown to the world, to be made known. But God, I don't know if the government would be so fond of you. Or maybe they'd be a little bit too fond of you, in which case, I may have to go to jail. I don't want to, but they're not taking you from me. Wherever you go, I go. Except for that alien ship that brought you here in the first place. I am way too big to fit in there. Could I even put my toe in there? Baby, you're so small. There's no way I could ever get into your ship. It's on my shelf right now and it looks like a little figurine. You know, speaking of which, if anyone ever actually did see you between my cleavage, they would probably think you're some type of action figure. That's that's actually kind of silly. Oh no. Yes, I'm laughing at you. No, I'm laughing at how silly all of this is. It's well worth it, but. Aren't we a match made in heaven? Was laughing so hard, I'm kind of lightheaded. Time to open up this cooler. It's time for a water break. Don't worry, I've got you covered. I know exactly how you're gonna drink. I could use the cap from the water bottle, pour a little bit of water in it, and then you can drink out of it like a dog. Oh, you wish I was joking. You wish I was joking. I didn't bring your special straws, so sorry. I promise that I forgot. It's not because I want to see you slurp up water like a dog or anything. I genuinely forgot. And I know it doesn't sound believable, because it kind of isn't, but. Hey, not only one of us can be the goofball, okay? There's room in this relationship for two, don't you think? Okay, well then, let me put it this way. Can you stop me? That's what I thought. Okay, water, water. Let's get this bad boy open. That's good. That's some good water. God, I swear I have a hole in my mouth sometimes. Let's see if you can catch some of that water dripping down. Fine, fine, I won't be greedy. Wait a second. Hold your horses. Ugh. There you go. Okay. Now here, drink. Yeah, I'll tilt it a little bit. Don't just go on, go. There you go. Good boy. Sorry. I just had to. Want some more? Very well. Okay. There you go. Good. Drink all of it. Because I don't want you dying on me. That's why. That wasn't a command. It was a command. Just drink. Good. Any more for now? All right, well then, I'll drink some more. That's so good. Whew, nothing better than some cold water on a hot day, right? Delicious. Now, what would be even better than this is some popsicles. Yeah, I know you're more of an ice cream type of person. But for me personally, popsicles are the best. Ah, oh, you're so lewd. Yes, your popsicle is nice, but that's not what I had in mind. And you know that. Unless you want to stick it in a freezer. That scared you. Silly Billy. But yeah, an actual popsicle that's, giant sized would be fantastic right about now. Maybe I can grab some before we go home. That would be nice. Hey, I just realized. It would give you the opportunity to see inside of a market for the first time. Just try not to get us in trouble, okay? I bet you were a troublemaker back on your planet. I don't know why I think this. But I feel like I'm not far off from the truth. Alright. Break time is now over. Let's keep going. You and I need to get to a place that is fully air-conditioned and away from this heat. The sun is beating down on us so damn hard. At least I'm experiencing this with somebody. I'm not alone anymore. You've been drifting out in space for a long time now. So I guess it's better to say, we're not alone anymore. We have each other.